Hey, and welcome to Saturate with your host, gospel singer, and Bible teacher, Chris Norman. Saturate is a program where we study to show ourselves approved, not ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. So grab your Bible and study along with us as we dig deeper in order to expose a lot of erroneous preconceived ideas about God's word. As we prepare to study, let's pray. Father, thank you for making your word available to us, and thanks for the Holy Spirit's anointing to discern what we read today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, here's your host, Chris Norman.
Well, hello, everybody, and certainly welcome to Saturate Today. We want to get started just as quickly as we can. Why don't you get your Bible, open it up to Matthew 17. This is the story of Jesus in the Mount of Transfiguration. You've probably heard it before. Let's get some insight on it. Let's read it first, starting at verse 1. Now, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun. Wow. And his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it's good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. It's going to be a good one today. Let's talk about it. Let's do this song right here first, and I hope you enjoy it. It's called Sometimes It Takes a Mountain.
A mountain like I've never faced before, and that's why I'm calling on you, Lord. Oh, I know it's been a while, and I know you hear my prayer. I need you like I've never had before. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes the trouble seems. Sometimes it takes a desert. Oh Lord, to get a hold. Stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. This whole world brought my way. Well, but this I will admit has brought me to my knees. And I need you, and I'm not ashamed to say. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Trouble seems. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Oh, your love is so much stronger. you and believe. Yes, I believe.
Praise the Lord. Sometimes it does take a mountain, folks, to get your attention. But Jesus is always there, always there. Listen, let's finish the reading here. We just got through saying at the end of verse 5, hear him. And verse 6 says, and when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and do not be afraid. When they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus. Now, this is recorded in 3 of the 4 synoptic gospels. And I like the one in Luke chapter 9. Starts in verse 28 with the whole story. It says that he took Peter, James, and John, went up to a mountain to pray. They went to pray. This is the book that reveals Jesus more as a man. Now, here's the thing about the law. And this, we do a lot of contrast between law and grace on this program because, obviously, folks, we're not under the law. And we're fixing to read a scripture about that here in a minute. But let's talk about this. The law never tells you to pray. The law always presumes you have the strength to carry it out and keep it, which we do not. Grace is dependency on God. In order for you to receive the unmerited, unearned favor that's being offered through grace, you must pray and depend upon God. You got to put your dependence. So that's what this shows here, that Jesus as a man was praying. They were all supposedly praying. I know one of them says they fell asleep, but we won't go there right now. It says, and as he was praying, as he was being dependent upon the Father, that he did his very best, he said, I come here to show you the Father. And as he was praying to the Father, it says his appearance and his face was changed and his clothes became radiant white. Let's make another contrast while it's right here talking about the color of the cloud. If you'll notice that in the Old Testament, when the children of Israel came to Mount Sinai, it was covered with a dark, thunderous, lightning, blistering cloud that was judgment, condemnation. And here we have in contrast now, Jesus in the age of grace that he has ushered in, we have a white, bright, clean cloud. Isn't that cool? I thought you'd like that. Listen, let's look at Romans chapter 3 and verse 20. It says, therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Literally witnessed by Moses and Elijah. Now, let's talk about this for a second. Here's Jesus. The disciples see them, and right before their eyes appeared Moses and Elijah. There's not a whole lot of time here to talk about it, but obviously Moses had died. You remember this. God buried Moses, right? Moses had died, but here's now Moses standing before Jesus. It either he is resurrected or it was a vision of that he would be resurrected. So that is a type of the saints that will pass away before the coming of Jesus in the rapture. And then we have Elijah on the other side, whom, if you know about Elijah, you know he did not die. He was whisked away in a fiery chariot bodily and removed from this earth, and he did not die. So this is the type of those that will be alive when Jesus comes. Now, we're going to leave off with that. You can study that a little deeper. But here's what I want to say. They were talking, all of them. And of course, Peter gets all excited and says, "Whoo! It looks like a good thing going on here. Let's build 3 tabernacles, one for Moses, one for Jesus, and one for Elijah." And before he could ever get it up finished out of his mouth, Almighty God from heaven, his voice came and said, "This is my son in whom I'm well believed. Hear, I am well pleased in him. Hear ye him." So many people want to put, Peter's saying, "Let's build a tabernacle for you 3, Moses, Jesus, Elijah." Putting Jesus and Moses and Elijah on the same plane, in the same, you know, equal to each other. And they are not. I'm here to tell you, they are not. We just read it in Romans. We are not under law anymore, because under the law is the knowledge of sin. You don't have the knowledge of holiness. Now listen to me seriously, folks. You don't gain the knowledge of holiness to God from the law. You're only going to get from Jesus Christ and his grace. The Bible says he is your holiness. He is your righteousness. He is your sanctification. He is your justification. These things that bring you near to the Father. He said, I came to show you the Father, are all typified and brought in by him. Didn't the Bible say that the law was given by Moses? And I want to add a servant, but grace and truth came by Jesus, the Son. right? I added that, the Son. Grace and truth came. It's a more of an intimacy where the law had to be given and grace and truth came. So here's Moses and Elijah, and this great voice from heaven comes and says, I don't want you to hear them. I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but he's saying, the time for hearing them is over. I want you to hear my Son. Now, you're not going to find any more two illustrious people in the Jewish history than Moses and Elijah. I mean, Moses. You know, I mean, everybody looked up to Moses. I mean, here he brought in the law. He was the lawgiver. And here's Elijah, the prophet, which if you know about prophecy, when people had fallen away from the law, he was a prophet that would bring the law back, bring people back to the law or the law restorer. So here we have the law represented and the law restorer represented. And there's so many people nowadays that are trying their best, you know, to get the law back, get the law back, get the law back. You know, and let me add another note. There's so many people that think that the temple in Jerusalem, and it may be, I don't know, it may be rebuilt and they may return to the sacrificial system. But I will say this, it is not going to be sanctioned by Almighty God. What? No. Why? Because Jesus Christ has come and he is the final sacrifice once and for all. There's no need for another sacrificial system to be instituted in this earth. Jesus Christ is the sacrifice. He's the only sacrifice that we need. And we accept him as our personal savior. And we come to the saving knowledge in Jesus Christ. And we get to know the Father. We don't have to come back with bulls and goats and all that stuff. So I know God's not going to be urging that on. He's not going to be egging that one on. So let's bring this to a close in the last few minutes. Moses and Elijah standing there. God Almighty says, don't hear them anymore. It's not time to hear them. It's time to hear my Son. Listen to him. Now, let me give you a little something extra. You ready? You know, it was Peter, James, and John that he took with him. You know what their names mean? Peter means rock or stone. James means supplant, means to replace. And John means grace. Isn't that beautiful? That the stone has been replaced by grace. Oh, folks, that's Jesus Christ, man. Let me tell you, he's come to take the law. You know, there's going to come a time of judgment in Revelation and all. But until that time, we are in a dispensation of grace. And Jesus is saying, and the Lord is saying, hear ye him. Oh, amen. Listen to this. So in the very last minute, here comes Jesus. They looked up and it says they fell on their face. They just heard the command from Almighty God that says, hear ye him. So, wow, you think, well, what's the next thing he's going to say if I'm going to hear him? And guess what he did? He came over there and he touched them and he said, arise and do not fear. Folks, that's what Jesus is telling you today. And I'm going to tell you something about that word arise. There's active and there's passive verbs. Active verbs mean something you're doing. Passive means something doing to you. Just take my word for it. Jesus picked them up and said, arise and don't fear. Folks, is fear a part of your life? The word of God says that perfect love casts out fear. The Bible says we hadn't been given the spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. Folks, that's Jesus Christ. Hey, thanks for coming to Saturate today. We love you so much. We'd like to see you again tomorrow. Same time, same place. Love you now. Bye-bye.